you need a bigger space to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solution, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Headlines. Three people die in Kapirimposhi road traffic accident. FBI raises concern over police cadre disruption of radio show on Mpongwe FM. And in global news, Hungarians vote as Prime Minister Orban faces toughest election challenge in years. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. Three people have died and 15 others have been seriously injured in a road traffic accident in Kapirimposhi district. The accident happened yesterday around 0940 hours in Luanshimba area along the Great North Road. Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi says the accident involved a public service vehicle, Nissan Caravan minibus, registration number CAK4236ZM, which was being driven by 36-year-old Watson Sililo of Lusaka West with 18 passengers on board and was extensively damaged. Mr. Chilavi explains that preliminary investigations indicate that the driver was travelling towards Kawe when he lost control of the vehicle due to excessive speed, adding that the minibus veered off the road to the right and overturned into a drainage. He says that three passengers died on the spot, among them Elton Malenga, age 38, of Lusaka, and an identified adult male, a female juvenile whose identity has not yet been established. He says 15 other passengers, including 5 males and 10 females, sustained serious injuries and are admitted to Kapirimposhi District Hospital. Mr. Chilavi adds that the bodies of the deceased have been deposited in the Kapirimposhi Urban Hospital mortuary pending identification and post-mortem, while investigations into the accident have since been instituted.
Three people have died while 15 others sustained serious injuries in a road traffic accident that occurred on April 11, 2026 around 0940 hours at Luanshimba area along the Great North Road in Kapirimposhi district. The accident involved a Nissan Caravan minibus, registration number CAK4236ZM, a public service vehicle driven by Watson Sililo, age 36, of Lusaka West. The vehicle had 18 passengers on board and was extensively damaged. Preliminary investigation indicates that the accident occurred when the driver was traveling towards Kawe. Due to excessive speed, he lost control of the vehicle. The vehicle veered off the road to the right and overturned into a drainage.
The National Road Fund Agency, NRFA, has introduced mobile money payment options to provide motorists with a flexible and convenient way of paying tolls at all toll gates operated by the agency countrywide. NRFA Public Relations Manager Alphonsius Hamadila said that the mobile money payment system will operate alongside existing payment methods, which include e-toll card and cash payments. He said motorists will now have three easy and accessible ways to settle toll charges, helping to reduce localized congestion, improve traffic flow, and enhance overall customer convenience. Mr. Hamadila has said that the payment initiative will not be applicable at public-private partnership-operated toll gates.
We have introduced mobile money payment options at all toll gates operated by the National Road Fund agents across the country. This enhancement has been implemented to provide motorists with a faster, more convenient and flexible way of paying tolls. The new mobile money platform will operate alongside existing payment platforms such as e-toll cards and cash payments.
and NRFA Information Communication Technology ICT Manager Mumba Mubiri stated that the adoption of mobile money was part of the agency's ongoing digital transformation agenda aimed at making toll payments more efficient and user-friendly.
The payments through mobile money wallet will be a very simple process for a road user. So we don't expect to have great congestion at the top of the toll gate. The road user just need to get to the booth and give the number to the toll operator. In a short while, the message for you to enter the correct PIN will come to your phone, complete that, and the transaction is completed. So all things being equal, we expect the transaction to complete within the time threshold that we set for ourselves as the agency. So our desire, of course, is to widen the range of payment options through onboarding various technologies that are available in the market.
And several motorists have described the mobile money payment process as easy, secure and faster, with toll collectors only asking for the mobile telephone number which they input in the system, and the motorist is prompted to approve the transaction on their mobile phone.
I'm very impressed the toll gates have introduced a new system that is helping so much. So all that you need to do is give them your phone number, and then the amount that you pay, they'll give you a prompt to authorize the payment. It's easy and quick as that. No need of fidgeting with the change, because they'll give you the exact amount that you are paying. So this is a very good move for the toll gates.
Zambia Free Press Initiative, FPI, has condemned the disruption of a live radio program at Radio Mpongwe last Wednesday evening by peace officers and suspected UPND cadres. FPI founder Joanne Chirwa says the incident is a serious violation of media freedom, freedom of expression and the safety of journalists and media workers. Ms. Chirwa says it is deeply concerning that law enforcement officers mandated to uphold the rule of law were allegedly involved in actions that undermine constitutional rights and democratic principles. She says the reported involvement of political actors in the disruption raises concern about growing intolerance to dissenting views, even within political parties. Ms. Chirwa has since called for an immediate and independent investigation into the matter and has urged political leaders to promote tolerance and respect for media freedom ahead of the August 2026 general elections.
The FBI strongly condemns the disruption of a live radio program on Radio Mpongwe on Wednesday evening by police officers who are in the company of cadres from the UPND. This incident involved the forced halting of a paid-for program which featured Morton Masinino and Humphrey Matipa, both UPND members reportedly opposed to the recently elected district party leadership. The reported pursuit of these individuals within the station premises constitutes a serious violation of media freedom, freedom of expression and the safety of journalists and media workers. It is deeply concerning that law enforcement officers mandated to uphold the rule of law were allegedly involved in these actions that undermine constitutional rights and democratic principles.
Energy expert Christopher Moplanga is urging government to scale up innovations in energy generation, storage and efficiency to ensure the 9,000 megawatts power generation target increase by 2030 is met. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Moplanga says innovation will play a crucial role in making the target reachable, emphasizing that enhancements in solar technology, for instance, can lead to significant increases in generation capacity. Mr. Moplanga has also noted that the ability to integrate new energy sources into the existing grid infrastructure is essential, as investments in grid modernization and energy storage solutions will help manage increased generation and ensure reliability. He adds that a major factor in reaching the target will be the level of investment in renewable energy initiatives, particularly in solar, wind, and other emerging technologies, and emphasizing that sufficient funding from both government and private sector sources will be critical. The government has set a target to increase power generation by 9,000 megawatts by 2030, with a 1,000 megawatt solar program underway.
See, innovation is energy generation, storage. It's now, you know, there are what they call the BESS system, which are just battery storage systems, which are coming into the country, which allow investment into the grid by having a storage capacity.